Drivers swerve to miss them even after they're dead. Run over a dead one and the smell can linger in your car for several minutes. During the past few weeks, an abundance of dead skunks can be found along the roads from the Northern Neck to Richmond and throughout the rest of the state. Virginia has two kinds of skunk, the spotted skunk, which lives in the western part of the state, and the more familiar striped skunk in the east. But in Northern Neck lingo, the striped skunk is a come-here. Department of Game and Inland Fisheries wildlife biologist Mike Fees explains.
There hasn't been a whole lot of them in the eastern part of Virginia, and they're a relatively new phenomenon in a lot of the tidewater region. And you see the same thing down in North Carolina, for example, coastal North Carolina, where there's a large portion in the eastern part that didn't have a single striped skunk.
Fees said he can't explain why the species began moving to the coast some 20 years ago where sandy soils don't contain the grubs and other insects skunks like to eat. A nocturnal omnivore, skunks adapt to their environment, eating dog food and scavenging through trash. Mating season is between February and March, which explains why so many of these slow-moving, near-sighted animals end up squashed on the road.
Even late January, early February, you start to see an increase in the number of skunk road kills. And now we're kind of peaking during the mating season.
Fees says if you hit a skunk, your car probably won't smell unless you break the musk gland. That's not to say the car behind you will be as lucky. If the dead skunk is in the middle of the road, call VDOT at 1-800-4-ROAD and they will send an unlucky employee to remove it. This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCBE News on Route 360.